Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
Special match commentary special. I said special twice. I don't care.
Very special.
I am your host, Trebuchet.
Two specials out of three.
Absolutely. I am alongside the one, the only, Showtime Schultz.
How's it going, everyone?
And we're going to dive into NXT 183, August 21st, 2013. Two out of three falls match. Sami Zayn. Antonio Cesaro. And we are at 33 minutes and 8 seconds, and we're going to start this up in 3, 2, 1. Old school Sami Zayn music.
Yeah, we don't got Sky yet.
Nope. Sami Zayn just burst on the scene here. Have you seen this match before, Showtime?
I've not.
You've not seen this before?
No, I started paying attention to NXT slightly after this.
Right? Okay.
It's about where I jumped in a little bit before. Mm.
I have seen this before, and I was very impressed with it, and I can't wait to dive into it again here.
I know that Sami Zayn burst on the scene. I saw some of his early stuff. I didn't see this match. I probably saw some stuff before, some stuff a little bit after. He was really impressed when he came in. Is that Byron Saxton?
That is Byron Saxton doing the ring announcing.
Okay. And we've got Cesaro, who's on the main roster at this point,
yep.
Right?
He's with Swagger here, I believe.
So he was He wasn't Antonio Cesaro anymore on the main roster. Wasn't anymore, was he? He was just... He'd already lost his name, and they brought him back as Antonio Cesaro.
Oh! 360 plancha to start match off.
Did they have heat before this?
I think they had a match before this.
Okay, because this is like a grudge match already. I thought this was just like an exhibition. Sammy looking for the Huluva kick already.
Bam!
Bam! Got it.
Nailed him. Stacking them up. 1, 2, 3.
First fall, Sami Zayn in 15 seconds at most.
Bam. Sami Zayn is definitely in the driver's seat here. Coming in with all the aggression. Tossing him out to the floor.
Sami Zayn like a house of fire. Yeah, but do you know if Cesaro, if he was still Antonio Cesaro at this point, or if he was just Cesaro?
I think he is... Cesaro at this point. I think him and Tyson Kidd just got done with their tag team.
Okay. So they just brought him back as Antonio because he was in NXT?
Yeah.
So he was one of the people that lost their names when they went to the main roster.
I believe so. Yeah, he just became Cesaro, much like a lot of the guys do on the main roster.
Elias.
Yeah.
Ruby Riott got a T, though. Gained a T.
That's rare. Yeah. You know, you don't usually
lose their names. She gained a letter.
That's good. Right hand.
Oh, what a punch. Slugging it out. I feel like Cesaro is just one of the most underrated wrestlers on the main roster.
No, seriously, in between the ropes, there's nobody better.
He's so strong. He can do it all.
He's so technically sound. He's just...
A lot of times you'd have to trade, strength for, being a ring general like that, and he's just... He doesn't even look over it like he's
agile too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's not like he doesn't look muscular, but he's like deceptively. He's stronger than most super heavyweights.
No, I've seen him do things. I'm like, I did not know he was that strong.
He must be like built like a tree.
I bet he's just solid muscle. I would imagine his diet would be very strict. Yeah. Like just looking at the guy.
No, I bet like he's one of those guys. Like if you like punched him in the stomach, he'd like hurt your hand. Like,
oh, I guarantee. Oh, look,
going for a double stomp when Sammy's on the mat.
Oh, reverse elbow.
We're already having a stiff match here. These guys are...
Oh, yeah.
This
is definitely not ballet. Oh! I say that, and then Sami Zayn...
It's a double jump crossbody. Jumps from middle rope to top rope crossbody.
Not easy to do.
No.
The amount of just agility that takes is amazing.
Sabu-esque.
Yeah. Reminds me of the triple jump moonsault, kind of,
Exactly, yeah. Those timing those jumps must be so hard. I know these guys had a lot of, chemistry. They wrestle a lot on the indies. They always say, you work stiffer with your friends. Like,
that's fair. Yeah, you're more willing to hurt them,
Yeah, I mean? you know that nothing you do is going to be misconstrued as, disrespectful.
Like, you're just fucking putting yourself over to destroy me out there, and usually it ain't like that.
That's why Eddie and Benoit always had good matches, because they knew they could just go out there and do what they needed to do.
Oh, yeah. Now, the pace is definitely slowed down a little bit here.
Yeah.
Antonio Cesaro is just taking over.
Sucking some wind there, but definitely slowing way down.
Not a fan that he's down one fall already.
Got Zayn in the corner and just throwing soup bones at him.
Sammy trying to block it, trying to get his hand in there.
Yeah, yeah, we got like a chin lock here.
Oh, reversing him into the corner.
Who do we have on commentary right here? Sami takes Antonio back into the ring post. Some shots. I want to say one of them is Rich Brennan. Or maybe Tom Phillips.
I think that's Alex Riley I'm hearing.
Nope, you're right. No, it was the other day. I couldn't think of who the other guy. Alex, it is Alex Riley. Yeah. That's right. I couldn't think of who.
I'm like, I was waiting for him to say something. I'm like, oh, almost tied it up there.
Yeah, it's Tom. It's Tom Phillips, Alex Riley. You're correct.
Yep.
Because, yeah, you know, Leroy.
Oh, we got Miz's former manager, Alex Riley.
Say it to his face.
I will. I will. I'll be like, that was your WrestleMania moment. Leading the Miz up to the ring in the main event of WrestleMania. Embrace it. It's who you are.
The varsity villain. Sami Zayn coming off the ropes. Oh, clothesline.
Probably regretting doing that now. One, two, kick out. Look out. Just get out of Cesaro's way. There it is.
He doesn't do that anymore.
Double foot stomp. You think that's because Finn Balor does it a lot?
Probably.
I've noticed that they try to not have guys have very similar movesets.
Yeah. So, yeah, Balor does his own type of room. Yeah, basically, it's still a sitting double foot stomp. Yeah. Balor wasn't here yet, I don't believe.
No, he definitely did not debut yet. This is back in the days of NXT where, like, they're at Full Sail, but, like, regularly and, like...
Not touring yet.
The roster is not incredibly huge. They have... They're borrowing some guys from the main roster.
Okay. Yeah, because I know... Yeah, Tyson Kidd did some stuff in NXT.
Yeah, Tyson Kidd did. Antonio Cesaro came down. Natalya came down.
Cesaro for...
Oh! Backdrop.
Big old... Yeah, that was a... Almost like a throw.
Yeah. Oh!
Cesaro just not as mounting and punching him.
Slapping him.
Sami Zayn covering up, too.
I would.
Oh, stomp the head.
I'd cover up. Jeez. Look out!
Going for the stomp again.
Got him with at least one of them. Oh, that's right. Cesaro had the open challenge. He called out anybody, and Sammy came out and beat him.
Cesaro's doing that. He
walking around with a gut wrench.
Yeah, he just picks you right up off the ground into a gut wrench and then just drops you. Into a sunset flip, though.
Almost won the whole thing there. Cesaro somehow gets away from Sammy. Oh, nobody home.
Cesaro looking for this. European uppercut.
Head scissor takeover. Love it. You just don't expect high-flying moves like that from Sami Zayn. It's not part of his normal repertoire. Oh, look at that bridge! I thought he got him there. I thought that, that was it.
Does Cesaro run you a little bit of Chris Benoit?
A little bit.
Some of those suplexes.
A cross between Chris Benoit and Kurt Angle. I feel like his grip is Angle-esque.
Sure.
Like, the way he stalks his opponents, like, even right now.
Yeah, no,
like,
yeah,
Kurt would do that.
We go to a commercial where we're back.
Right into the chin lock.
Yeah. Where are the commercial? Was this on TV?
I think this was on one of the streaming services, like Hulu or something.
Oh, you're right. I also think it's actually... I think NXT used to air in the UK on TV.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, it had a TV home.
Stacking them up here, looking for the win. No.
Because the network wasn't available in around the world everywhere. It's only available in the
I don't believe they announced the WWE Network yet.
Oh, it wasn't even out yet?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
Because I'm a little bit further in NXT now.
I love that move.
That drop kick there.
With the elevation.
They
put you up. Like he's going for that very European uppercut or a flapjack. And so you hit him with a drop kick.
Sammy's in the corner. Coming out of full string.
Oh. Cesaro catches him in his sleeper?
Yeah, he's right back to that chin lock. Oh, look at that.
He's just a rock. Get him off his
holding him up by his body weight, by his head. Like,
Sami Zayn is fading.
I tap out. I'm just saying, like,
nah, his face is all red.
He's got that faraway look in his eyes, man. Very underutilized move these days is a sleeper hold. Like, he's tapping right there.
Yeah,
you don't see that anymore. Taps, yeah. You don't see that anymore.
He's fading. Yeah, the only one that there's one guy that does a sleeper hold, really.
Triple H.
Dolph Ziggler.
Triple H used to do it. I'm just saying.
He did.
I do not acknowledge that.
Right now, Shayna Baszler wins with, like, a rear naked choke.
Got you. I've always been a fan of it. Roddy Piper, the Hot Rod, would use it efficiently.
No, I agree. I think it's a great move. No, I like the idea of...
Submissions are kind of a lost art in WWE right now. It's all about that strong style and all the strikings. And
I really like chokes, too. Like, I like the idea of a guy, like, fading to it. Like, I think it... When a guy taps out to a submission, it kind of, you know, you worry about making someone look weak. But if they pass out...
It adds a bit of realism.
Yeah, it does...
Stone Cold Steve Austin with that classic match with Bret Hart at WrestleMania. Running uppercut into the corner, cover one, two. Cesaro was looking to end it right there.
Almost.
Very close.
Tied for one fall apiece. Yeah, the passing out to a sleeper hold almost is a good way to get over as a face. Like, he didn't tap. Like, he...
Yeah, you know, didn't quit. Like... The spirit was strong, but the body was not.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, obviously, yeah,
you can't do it all the time, obviously, but like, it definitely, you know, it shows how into the match they are. You know, shows your passion. And that's why I wanted to show this match to everybody. You just see these guys passion in it.
Got that hot shot on Sami Zayn there, choking him on the top rope.
Cesaro climbing up to the middle rope here. Grabbing
Sammy
out
on the apron.
Into a front face lock.
What is he going for here? Is he going to go for... Is he going to pick him up?
He's doing the thing!
He's got a superplex!
Oh!
He lifted Sami Zayn from the ring apron up onto the top, up onto the second rope for a superplex.
One, two, and he kicks out. The amount of core strength that takes...
It's unreal.
Unbelievable. I have been vertical suplex before... And that takes a toll on your core. In order to do one from that angle is unbelievable.
To just pick someone in the air is hard. He picks him up when he doesn't have his feet on the solid ground.
No,
up onto the second rope and then hits it.
Lifts him all the way up. It's not even a like a snap suplex.
No,
it's like a vertical suplex.
He keeps you there.
Nope, looking for a small package.
For a small package.
Nope. Look
Styles
at that!
Catches him.
Look at that!
Turns it into a vertical suplex. Sami Zayn reverses into a roll.
Look at him steal it! Oh!
Sami Zayn was back to the chin. Got
chin
him
lock.
The chin lock.
Oh,
this is Sami Zayn rolls through.
Stacks
him
up. Oh! Everybody kicks out. Ducking out of the clothesline.
Uppercut. Sami Zayn holds a kick. That's gotta be
one,
it.
One, two, no.
No.
I don't even think they called it a hula kick yet. This Full Sail Arena is starting to wake up here.
We got a "This is awesome" chant.
Rightfully so. I'm into it.
Sami Zayn looking torn up. Antonio Cesaro just looking frustrated.
Both men fighting to their feet.
Sami looking for an Irish whip. Cesaro says no. Again.
Cesaro doesn't want to be moved.
Cesaro just elbows him in the mush.
He will not be moved if he does not want to be. Oh!
Cesaro!
Bam! One, two, kick out. That was a version of a sit-down powerbomb.
It was a sunset flip into a powerbomb.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Rebounded off the second.
Cesaro was looking for a powerbomb. Sammy reversed it into a sunset flip powerbomb is what I'm going to call that.
The assistant of through an Irish whip, yeah, that, and it's so smooth.
That was so smooth.
There was no hesitation anywhere. One fluid movement.
He still kicked out.
Cesaro on the outside, referee at a three count.
Sammy's rolling out.
Sami Zayn rolling out to the side. We don't have the.
Gotta be careful! Don't touch any of those humanoids out there. We're in Florida.
We don't have the LCD screen yet, do we?
No, we do not. This is before all that.
Sami Zayn looking for that apron DDT, slots to the top, catches him on the steel. If I saw that correctly,
on the ramp at least.
Yeah,
I think there's some sort of carpet over
it. Is there?
It.
Okay,
yeah.
It definitely isn't the.
But
isn't the mat.
That move is amazing.
Sami Zayn.
This crowd is on their feet after that,
as they should be. Yeah, that DDT. He slides
NXT
between.
Chant. The margin for error there is very minimal. He can kill himself.
He slides between the ring post and the turnbuckles.
The turnbuckles. The steel turnbuckles.
Yeah, he's got...
He could die.
If nothing else, he could just smack his shoulder, like rip his shoulder out. Yeah.
Seriously.
He went head first. He's done. Cesaro gets in at the last second.
Cover. Lateral press. Kick out.
Cesaro at 2.5.
Man. People are taking pictures.
Sami Zayn, the frustration growing.
Firing up here. Grabbing him.
Picking Cesaro up. Got him by the arm. What's he going for?
Kicks him. Going all the way up. Into the DDT.
DDT from the top rope.
Put the brakes on again.
He was going for a guillotine.
Oh!
Cesaro's got him up over his head.
Very
European uppercut.
Oh, it's not over yet.
He's got him up.
Looking for it. Up and
neutralizer.
This count to 100. Over.
Cesaro wins 2 of 3 falls.
Cesaro deserves an entire section after this. I believe, full-heartedly, this is a match that started Cesaro sections across the nation.
That sounds correct.
This match is going to go down as one of the best matches in NXT history.
If I remember, this was a 4.5 star match from Meltzer.
Yeah, what's a 5-star match? I don't know.
If it was in the Tokyo Dome, it'd be 6 stars. You know.
Excuse me, okay.
It's the meme. I don't actually believe that. It's the meme. I think it's funny, but it really
But we'll go over the replays here. Go ahead.
The replay. That planche at the beginning of the match.
Just to start it.
And immediately rolls him in, gets the Huluva. Sami Zayn with a 1-2-3. 15 seconds into the match. Cesaro gets him with it.
Sami just looks out
with
here.
With that chin lock.
See it in
Sami
his face.
Zayn, yeah,
just
he's tapping.
Looks out.
Tapping, he had no choice.
And this vertical suplex from the apron while on the middle ropes. Bam! A lesser man would not have kicked out.
A lesser man could have done it.
That's fair. But wait, there's more. That sunset flip reversal. Bomb. Man!
He does the full turn in the air. It lands like a powerbomb.
But wait, there's more.
That DDT through the ropes.
By the post. Dropping Antonio Cesaro on his head on the outside.
Sami Zayn going for that DDT off the top.
This is so impressive.
Catches him in that...
Almost a gorilla press almost he turns it into. He like throws him up.
He's got him up.
Air Sami!
Very European uppercut.
But just for the exclamation point.
Got him up.
He's like, neutralizer. I love it so much. 1, 2, 3. You can count to 20. It doesn't matter. Nobody's kicking out of that. He's getting a standing ovation, as they all should.
I love that taunt. The fist pumps, I don't know, I'm a big fan of that.
We the people. Man. This is what I show to people when they ask me what wrestling's all about.
If you want to see a technically sound matchup, no gimmicks, all killer, no filler, Sami Zayn, Antonio Cesaro, NXT... Cesaro wiping his feet. Oh, and the show ends.
Fades to black with the crowd chanting, "Match of the year. Match of the year."
Damn,
and it
good
was.
Show.
It
looks
was.
Like, looks like early Sasha's in the next episode.
Yep.
We don't have to watch that.
We will not. But this has been a special edition of the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
I've been Chad Showtime Schultz.
I've been Trebuchet, and we will see you next time. Trebuchet out.